Coming to you from Tehran, I'm Marzieh Hashemi. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has endorsed President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's second term in office. Iran's constitution requires that the president receive the leader's seal of approval. Ayatollah Khamenei said Ahmadinejad was the president of all Iranians and hoped that he will be successful and serving the nation, promoting Islam, and spreading justice. He noted that his endorsement of the nation's vote would be effective as long as the president pushed forward with those principles. Ayatollah Khamenei has described Ahmadinejad's victory as unprecedented and a reflection of the people's approval of his performance.
آسیب‌های مالی، آسیب‌های جانی، احیاناً آسیب‌های آبرویی. مسئولین کشور باید به کمک آنها بشتابند. آسیب دیدگان باید مورد حمایت قرار بگیرند. آسیب زنندگان باید شناسایی بشند، مورد مؤاخذه قرار بگیرند، هر کی باشند. توصیه میکنم من
این رو بایستی در Top Iranian officials as well as foreign envoys attended the ceremony. Former presidents Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani and Mohammad Khatami failed to participate. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has rejected Western-style democracy. Ahmadinejad says Western democracy is dependent on wealth, political parties, and massive propaganda by mass media. He says the Islamic government has always adhered to justice and equality as principles. The president invited elites to join his team to run the country for the next 4 years. On the economy, he promised to target unemployment and housing. He said he would also seek a stronger presence of the country in the international community and a greater role in shaping a new world order. Ahmadinejad says Iranians favor dialogue with other nations based on justice and human dignity, but he says they would not at all tolerate arrogance and insults. He has said if certain countries make up for their past mistakes, then they may find a way towards friendly ties with Iran. And Press TV spoke with Mohammad Javad Larijani, an advisor to Iran's Judiciary Chief on International Affairs, and Foreign Ministry spokesman Hassan Qashqavi for their insight into President Ahmadinejad's foreign policy during his next term.
This government is coming out in the international arena much more powerful than before. So we should experience a period of collaboration and engagement with other counterparts in the international structure.
But generally we think based on this legitimation and legitimacy which raised from this election and huge turnout by the people, I think this is a good opportunity to enhance our relationship with all the country in the world, and also based on our mutual respects and mutual relationship with the other country, and be active in international arena.
Another story out of Iran today. Iranian authorities say the trial of those allegedly involved in recent post-election unrest will resume on Thursday. Tehran's prosecutor's office say the defense